Okay, so not only in the Christ Day centers, but we seek to infuse the entire 91 acres of this campus with that Ruach HaTorah. It's part of the Rashida Zatzal's vision of creating a makom to infuse Godless HaTorah in Talmidim. It's with the driving force and vision behind everything that happens in Yeshiva. Rashida Zatzal, the Talmud of the Alter von Slabodka, saw that American Bacharim could reach Dargis of Godless HaTorah regardless of where they're coming from, regardless of where they're going, that Limud HaTorah, being a Rangatan and learning and knowing Torah, the fundamental that every single Bachar should have the opportunity to attain and to retain and make part and parcel of his life and Aliyah and his journey in life. And what we seek to do here in Yeshiva is to create an environment that enriches, enhances, and encourages in as positive a way as possible that experience. When the Yeshiva started in 1933, it started in a old soul, the Teres Yisrael soul, in the middle of the Jewish community in Baltimore, middle of the Frum community at the time of Garrison Boulevard. But the Yeshiva always had a vision for something much bigger and greater than just two floors on top of a shul in Garrison Boulevard. When you look at the history of the yeshiva, the vision, and obviously the incredible siyata d'shmaya the Rashida Zatzal had, together with Maizeda and the Rashi Yeshiva, Hanhaas Yeshiva, that joined him in this incredible mission, it's breathtaking. It's breathtaking to think about what they accomplished. It's really the schos hatayra, it's the schos of the Talmidei HaYeshiva who weren't there, and the schos of parents who have partnered with us over the many decades to entrust the yeshiva with their sons, with their precious children, Talmidim, to grow and to become Gedolei Torah. That is really the story of our yeshiva. And we're just looking over recently, Rashida Zatzal, my grandfather, bought this campus, the original 50 acres in 1964. For $250,000. This campus was a plantation from a pre-Civil War. There was nothing here. There was no plumbing, there was no sewer, there was no stormwater, there was no water, no electricity, no gas, nothing. It was farmland. They borrowed the $25,000 10% down payment that they had. So they bought it with nothing, absolutely nothing. They bought it with Siyata Dishmaya. They bought it with Mesiras Nefesh. They bought it with a vision of creating an oasis away from the world where Bachurim can immerse themselves in Limud HaTorah 24/7. Whether they're in the Beis Medrash, this is of course the Iker, but even in the dining room, and even in the homes and houses of their Rabbeim, be constantly infused with Torah and Hashkafas HaTorah and what Torah is about. That's the Tachlis of Yeshivas Ne'er Yisrael. And that continues to be the tachlis of the yeshiva. And everything we do here, even in the physical plant, so to speak, of the yeshiva, is singularly focused on enhancing the Bacher's experience and his well-being so he can shine, so he can grow, so he can become that Gadol B'Torah with his own kaychas, with his own unique kaychas. That's the tachlis. That's the tachlis of the yeshiva. That's the purpose. My grandfather, who was legend for his askanas and his involvement in the broad tapestry of Klal Yisrael all across the globe, used to tell us all the time that he always used to walk into the Beis Medrash, just stand there during Seder, just to reorient himself, reground himself, and connect to that Ruach HaTorah, that passion pulsating Kol Torah that permeates the Beis Medrash during Siddurim, because it infuses all of us with what it's all about. And even if we're out busy with important things for Klal Yisrael, important things for our own personal lives, but to feel that connection to Torah, to feel it, to experience it, is what makes us refocus and reconnect to what the tachlis is. And we hope that your experience here today lets you feel, that passion, that vision, that desire, that drive of what we're after. You know, it's known that Nei Yisrael Talmidim across the globe, besides their gevaldige shi'ifa for Torah, for learning Torah, also carry an achrayis for Klal Yisrael. And what's unique is, there's no shir in Yeshivas Nei Yisrael called achrayis. There's no shir, there's no seder. It doesn't exist in a formal structure. What exists is, it exists in the embodiment of our hanhala, of the rabbeim, of the hanhala yeshiva, to constantly infuse our talmidim with the sense that we are part of a greater Klal Yisrael. What we are doing, perhaps in the most rarefied parts of Klal Yisrael, sitting and learning Torah, but we're a chelek of a greater Olam HaTorah, a greater Klal Yisrael, and even those unfortunately who are not connected, or who have not been connected yet, I should say, to the Olam HaTorah. Because of this, something that's very unique and challenging, I don't think there's a yeshiva in the world that hosts as many groups of people from all walks of life, from all age brackets in yeshiva during this month, forget during the summer, but even during this month. And it's a challenge. It's not an easy thing to do. It's not easy in our Talmidim, although we're working on making it easier on them. And so Hashem will have the Siyata Dishmaya to do that. It's not easy in our Talmidim. It's certainly not easy on our physical plant, and it's not easy on the yeshiva as a whole. It's not easy, but it's important. And it's important because it's the yeshiva's way of, together with its hanhala, together with its talmidim, of exposing a broader section of Klal Yisrael to Torah, to Ruchnius, to reina pure liman hatayra. Walk in the Beis Medrash, a child who never saw a Gemara, who perhaps never even experienced a Shabbos, to walk through a Beis Medrash and spend time here, it's electrifying. And the peiros are incredible. The peiros that Yeshiva has seen from this over the years are incredible. Incredible peiros across the globe of communities, of Yechidim, and communities that have grown into real Mekayim HaSatayra because of the efforts of the Yeshiva. And it's that imparts in our Talmidim a mayordic sense of achrayis, that there's something greater than just our own Dalat HaMashal Halacha, which is of course the Iker focus. There's a greater Klal Yisrael, and there's a greater achrayis, and we, the Bnei Torah, the Talmidim, the Anhala, the Bnei Torah, the Yeshivas Nei Yisrael, carry that achrayis in a very, very real way. In a very palpable, it's palpable, it's real, and it's important. And it's important because you look around this room, there are parents and talmidim that come from so many different places, and many of those places are places that became Mekayim HaSatayra or are growing as Mekayim HaSatayra because of the impact of talmidim who are connected to you, talmidim who are sitting here today, even though you don't know them necessarily, and they were here perhaps generations before you and certainly years before you. The Talmidim that were infused with the same sense of achrayis, of sharing their ruchnias, sharing their taira, sharing their avayda, sharing their chesed with their community, not just with their families, with their communities. And that's part and parcel of what makes Yeshivas Nei Yisrael so unique. You know, in a few short weeks, and I know that our younger Talmidim don't appreciate this 100%, and we're working it, as I said beforehand, in a few short weeks, we will have here on campus, of kids from Latin America, in this particular case from Panama. They're here every single winter in December and January. Some of these children grow up in homes that are Hasidic, Frum, and some are not yet there. If you go to Panama today, as I'm Rabbi Steinhardt just got back from a Talmud Chasana from there. Today, Panama is a year the aim be Yisrael. Meir de Galim Ratayra, Meistus Hatayra that are growing by leaps and bounds. And the seeds, in a very big way, of that growth started right here, 400 Mount Wilson Lane. It started with a vision of a younger man, Moshe Fuller, the friend of Rosa, who was a bacher at the time, came to my grandfather and had a vision of bringing a few Talmidim to Yeshiva. And that has grown into an incredible, I would call it Kiruv movement, but more than a Kiruv movement, incredible growth of Taira in Panama and really through Latin and South America. And really stretches across the globe of the impact that Yeshiva has had. The Yeshiva Zatzal and his vision of the impact that Yeshiva was equally engaged in this, equally engaged in the impact that Talmidei HaYeshiva can have on Klal Yisrael as a whole, whether Zayom HaTayr or those who have not yet been exposed. And it's something we take seriously, it's something we don't take for granted, it's something we know that it doesn't necessarily make our own comfortable. And we work very hard to try to address those things, but the message and the chrayas is taught to our Talmidim in a very, very real way. And that's also part of the chinuch that your sons are getting here in Yeshiva. But we hope you enjoy your time here, we hope you enjoy the experience, and we hope that you well, join us again in your session as we continue to build this Gevaldige Yachid Kala. Thank you for listening and thank you for coming.